Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Indeed. Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show and discuss any of those issues is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor books. I've written a bunch of them, about 15. Quite a number of them are still very easy to find. Some of them are tougher to find. Probably the hardest one to find, and I see it in some of the bookstores that handle, you know, old books and things like that. But it's a book on design, landscape design, Texas style is the name of it. And it's interesting. It was done long before I became organic. And so you have to remember that, take that into consideration. And some of my other books, Plants of the Metroplex with the black bamboo cover and some of the older books like that, don't be shocked when you read in there that I recommended toxic chemicals, diazinon and Dursban and things like that. My conversion came in the mid-80s. Logan, my daughter and announcer, born in 85, and that's when it all started. So before that time, I was recommending the same things that other people did. I never got that hooked into it, though. I was very good in college at convincing the head of the department that courses I had taken in other areas before I finally transferred into landscape architecture would replace some of the things that were in that curriculum there. And as a result, I never got brainwashed quite as much as some other people. So anyway, keep an eye on that. The book that maybe is the most important today with our conversation is the Howard Garrett's Texas Trees. And even though it has the word Texas in it, a lot of the trees that I'm talking about will do well in a far wider area. One, and I'm going right back to the phones because we're loaded, but one of the trees that I wanted to end the conversation about ball cypress and Montezuma cypress, and if you didn't hear that, I recommend Montezuma cypress over the ball cypress unless you're really sure of the seed source, where the ball cypress originated and can grow in alkaline soils. Those of you in acid soils don't have to worry about that issue at all. Just get either one and you'll be fine. Montezuma, though, is faster growing. It's bigger. It's more graceful. It doesn't have the knees, but it does have one slight flaw and can be fairly major in some cases and in some parts of the country, and that is because it holds its foliage longer. If you get a real freaky ice storm, the ice will collect on the Montezuma cypress sometimes and cause quite a bit of damage. It'll come back. It grows back. If it gets busted up, it grows back pretty quickly. I've seen that happen quite a bit here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In most years, it doesn't have that problem. There's one other tree in this category, though, that I wanted to tell you about before we go to the phones. And that is a tree that looks an awful lot like the cypress trees, ball cypress and Montezuma cypress, but it's a redwood. It's called Dawn Redwood, D-A-W-N, and it's a beautiful, beautiful tree and should be used a lot more. It's one of those trees that when I write a book, if I decide to take on one more, write a book about the trees that can grow in the widest range in the United States. This is one of them. This is one that can grow all over the place. Some of the most beautiful dawn redwoods are in Boston. They just gigantic big things at the Arnold Arboretum there. And they grow in California. They grow all over the place, and they grow beautifully here in the South. It looks like, to a lot of people, it is a ball cypress. The branching will tend to be more upright than horizontal. The leaves and leaflets are a little larger, and they stay green perfectly through the growing season. You don't get any browning and discoloration and mite attack or any of that kind of thing at all. Terrific, terrific tree. Dawn Redwood. It's in my tree book. It's on the website. It's in all of my books that cover plants. And a lot of my books do cover plants. The Texas gardening book, the big book, as we call it, Landscaping the Natural Way, it covers the trees as well as any of the other books. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Plants of the Metroplex still does as well. Back to the phones. Let's see where we are. Who is next up? I believe it would be John in Kaufman, Texas. Hello, John. Listening on K-Sky, actually 660 The Answer. What's up there?
Well, I've got a pecan tree that's over, oh, gosh, I know I've been here about 15 or 20 years, and it's about 5 foot in circumference. Uh-huh. And it achieves a height somewhere around 30 feet plus. It's a native. And I've only got about three branches, one low level and a couple upper, that are showing any greenery. I've got a few that were green, but the leaves have already died out. The rest of the branches are just as, I mean, like a skeleton. And I'm just wondering if it would maybe beef up what's alive if I just start cutting the dead stuff off, because I'd like to preserve this old tree, but it looks like it's on its dying tree up in
the foliage. The foliage that's left on it, John, is it green and healthy looking, or is it weak?
Well, the foliage that's on there now, some of it is green. I've got some's got look like rust spots on it, and then up higher up, the foliage is already dried out. The rest of the branches, there's nothing on them.
Okay. Well, this doesn't sound good, and it sounds like there's some major trauma that's happened to the tree. Lightning damage. It's too deep in the ground, you know, it's been filled on, or it's been contaminated with 2,4-D and other herbicides, that sort of thing. What I recommend to you, if it were my tree, what I would do is I would perform what's called a sick tree treatment. Are you familiar with that process?
I've heard you talk about it, but you'll have to, or I can look it on your side.
Well, you can look at the details on the side, but basically this is how it works. It's to... Step one, and the most important step of all, is to get the soil off the base of the tree, off the flare. And without even seeing it, and when a tree's really in trouble like that, that's real high on the chances of what has gone wrong, or at least one of the things that's gone wrong. So that's step one of the sick tree treatment. Get the soil off the flare. Whatever it takes, however deep the tree is, get the soil off. And some people think, well, I can't go, you know, real deep. It's been there a long time. And, well, none of that matters. We've removed anywhere from 4 to 10 feet off of some trees, the base of some trees. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and you get back down to the true flare, where it's going out at such an angle that you can stand on it, that's what you want to see. And then the next thing, trimming the dead out of it is not going to help anything at all other than cosmetics. And get rid of a possible dangerous situation, you know, where a big old dead limb might fall on somebody or on a car or something like that. The rest of the sick tree treatment is to aerate the root zone. You know, stick holes in the ground, use a core aerator, hire a contractor to come in and do it for you. And while the holes are still open, you apply all of the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and the sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses. Now, it's important to understand that the root zone of a tree that's any size, which yours is much, much, much larger than a lot of people think. A lot of people think that the root zone basically goes out to the drip line or so. The root system will go out 4 or 5 times past the drip line. So where you apply the sick tree treatment is generally to start about halfway between the trunk and the drip line, the aeration and the application of amendments. You start about halfway between the trunk and the drip line, and you go out as far as you can. On residential property, it basically means you do the whole site. And if anything can turn the tree around, this will do it. Now, the final step is to spray the ground and the tree, the trunk and the limbs and the foliage that's left and everything that's there with Garrett juice. And if you suspect there's some disease and it sounds like there may be some fungal leaf spotting on the tree. You can add cornmeal juice, potassium bicarbonate to the mixture. You can add hydrogen peroxide to the mixture. And that is the best, gives you the best chance of bringing the tree back around.
Okay. Well, that's as far as the other stuff, I'm looking at cutting it down because of what you just mentioned earlier. If it's been dead for...
Okay, let me put you on hold. We're out of time here for a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Come to the annual Crazy Water Festival on Saturday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be lots of music, crafts, games, and products. The festival will be at 209 Northwest 6th Street in Mineral Wells, Texas. If you can't make it out to the festival, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Central Market, Kroger, and Brookshire's. For more information, go to crazywaterfestival.org. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're back to the phones. If I didn't forget something I promised you to do, I don't think I did. Let's see who we got here. Edgar next in Aurora, Illinois. Hello, Edgar. Listening on WCPT. Thanks for calling.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well.
I got a question. I put in three thornless Cockspur hawthorns last year.
Okay.
And when I bought them, they looked a little, I thought they were dormant, but I guess they were suffering already from this fungus that these things usually get, which I did not know about. Then this spring, they looked great, and they blossomed, and then they produced berries. And then, like, truly, within a week, they went from green to yellow, and the berries turned orange with this fungus. And I pruned them to clean them out a little bit because, you know, those trees tend to grow really tight. And I did spray fungicide later, but that was after the fact. So my question is, you know, I love these trees. I've seen some mature ones that are just beautiful the way they grow horizontally. But I am not going to, you know, I just feel like I don't know if I can every spring be on time about, you know, spraying with fungicide.
Put up with the fungus. Does this disease start off as little reddish brown spots on the leaves?
You know what? It did not. I mean, I think the leaves, unless I missed a few days in between, but the leaves truly went from green to amber. And, you know,
just faded across the entire leaf, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah. And I looked at the berries, and they were, like, spiky and orange. I go, well, maybe this is the way they are in the spring. But that, I guess that ended up being, like, the fungus, too. So when I spray them, now I'm misting them every morning, as the arborist asked me to. Truly, it looked like there was orange juice coming down the tree as I was spraying them. Now they're stable and everything. But, you know, I scratched some of the twigs, some of the branches, and they're not green. And I think it's just gone through a few too many seasons of just basically dropping all its foliage.
Yeah.
So my question is, apart from doing what I have to do, and I did feed them with Garrett juice early on, thinking that maybe I could boost them, but what tree do you recommend in northern Illinois? Because we had a really wet spring, and I'm sure that had something to do with the fungus. But, you know, I wanted like a little grove, a trio of these trees. And I'm thinking of, I'm sitting right now in the nursery parking lot because I'm going to go through there and see what trees I can pop in there instead of having to work with these all the time.
Okay, I got a couple of recommendations, but let's address the disease for a minute. Hawthorns are notorious for having rust, which starts out as little reddish brown spots and then expands. Even our native ones here in Texas have that. The first thing I would tell you, same thing I was talking to the previous caller about his pecan tree, is that small ornamental trees can be too deep in the ground, just like a big shade tree. So get that, look at that right away. I would bet you anything that, that's part of the problem. And I would go ahead and apply this, the entire sick tree treatment, just like I was talking about on the pecan, to your hawthorns. And the first step is to expose that flare dramatically. And then, you know, you'll have to make the decision if this fungus continues to hit, if they stay alive, but if it continues to hit year after year, is it worth the effort to have to continue to spray? Now, the sick tree treatment may end the problem. It may just become a little bit of a cosmetic thing and be okay, but I'd give that a try first. Two trees that I'd recommend you look at in addition, even if you keep these, though, Edgar, that are kind of foolproof and would be in my book to be written someday that will grow almost anywhere. One is called Styrax, actually, S-T-Y-R-A-X, and it's a flowering tree, flowers in the summer, just an absolutely gorgeous tree. And it would do very well for you there. The other one that I would look into, and I'm not positive about it, but I think it would be fine, and you could double-check it with some of the local growers there. It's called Parodia. It's the Persian ironwood. And it's just a remarkable little tree because, it's tough. It has exfoliating bark that's beautiful. Oh, I have a third one for you, come to think of it. And it has very interesting flowers in the wintertime. They're little red clusters all over the tree in the winter. And it has beautiful, beautiful yellow fall color, or in acid soils like you probably have there, it may be bright red. You can get either one. The third tree to put on your list to look into that I know would grow very well there, and I have a great one in my garden here in Dallas, is the paper bark maple. It's in my tree book, and it's in the big book also, but it has exfoliating bark, even more dramatically exfoliating bark. Looks like a birch bark almost. It's just beautiful, and it has fuzzy pussy willow looking kind of stems and buds in the winter and early spring. The foliage is very delicate, puppy foot shaped, very interesting and unique, and the fall color is dark red.
Wow, okay.
Those are three trees that'll grow in all kinds of places across the country, and I'd look into those for your garden.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Yeah, and those are covered on our website and in my book, so check them out and see what you think. Birds flying in. I got to fly out for a second, but we have one open line at 866-444-3478. A website is dirtdoctor.com to get the free newsletter. Just fill out the form. It's right there on that website homepage. Or send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And my books, where are they available? Well, all the common places, especially online. I'll be back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Line is 866-444-3478. Those of you that have listened to me for a while know that I'm a golf guy and really am a big fan of young Jordan Spieth, who this season has won the Masters and the U.S. Open. But there's a tournament going on right now. This FedEx Cup thing is worth $10 million. And there's a young trio. In fact, they played together the first two days. Jordan is now 10 under par for the 3 days. Ricky Fowler, who's another one of my favorites, 12 under. But there's this kid named Jason Day who's 20 under par, and I don't see any chance of anybody catching him. He's just incredible, and all three of them are super, super nice young men. So those of you into it, I hope you enjoy watching the rest of that today if you get a chance. Let me see. It's Jeff's turn, listening to 660 in is that Cook County, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Cook County, Texas.
What's going on?
Well, before I pose my question, I thought I'd give you a follow-up on the discussion we had some time back regarding the gray foxes in the vegetable garden.
Yeah.
Luckily for all concerned, before we had an opportunity to take anything, any action at all, they all left. So that's a happy ending. Happy ending.
Yeah, I hate to hurt the foxes. Yeah.
No, no. Well, listen, here's my question. Last holiday season, we came into a Miracle-Gro arrow garden, and we had spectacular success with it. As a matter of fact, the basil that came with it is now in our vegetable garden. The thing is about 4 feet tall. Incredible plant, really big. And rather than order from them, from Miracle-Gro, for those pods, it occurred to me that if I could just find the medium that goes into that frame, the pod frame, I could germinate those seeds, you know, without having to go to the Miracle-Gro and buy them. Do you have any idea what that medium is?
I'm not sure what we're even talking about. Is this some kind of self-contained planting deal that already has the seed and the potting soil in it and everything?
Yes, and it has. The one we have is got three holes in the top. You put water and fertilizer in the base, and then you have a grow light on top.
Okay, and it's a Scotts Miracle-Gro product?
Exactly.
I'll be darned. Well, I don't like to send them any money at all on anything.
Well, that's my objective,
yeah,
too.
But what they probably have in there is a peat moss-based soil. I think from the literature and from the notes on the packaging that I'm seeing, they're starting to get more and more into doing things that hold moisture even better than the basic ingredients and add even some mycorrhizal fungus and some bacteria, some microbes in some cases. I don't think you have to worry about what they've got in there. Just do the bed preparation that we recommend. We've got it spelled out on the website under guides. My latest formulas are there, and they're basically compost, rock powders, and sugars, just like we use in bed preparation. And then the key to really having early good growth and long-term growth is beneficial microbes in the mix, which you can do with the Garrett Juice Pro, or you can buy the bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus separately.
I see. Well, they when you get these pods, they're probably, I'd say 3.5 inches long, and they're not spherical but cylindrical, but they tapered at the end.
Okay.
And it looks like soil in there, but I don't. And of course, the seed is embedded in it, but I don't think it's soil because you do clean this thing out periodically, and there's no dirt residue in it.
No, it's probably just a fine-textured potting soil. They may put some coffee grounds in it or something like that. I don't know. If you'd make your own, I would do that. Once you got them planted, you used the regular organic program?
Well, we just plant them in the garden with the tomatoes and everything else.
I mean, did you fertilize them? Did you fertilize them at all?
We put that manure mixture that we get at Walmart. We put probably 40 pounds of that manure mixture in there.
Okay.
And they just go. I mean, they really grow. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'll look into it. I've never even seen those things. So I'm sure they've probably got them in the big box stores around here. And I'll take a look at them and take one apart and see if I can figure it out. But it sounds like they've gotten smart and are doing some things that we recommend in the mixture, and I'm seeing that wording on some of the packaging too, so maybe that's what they're doing. So what I'd recommend that you do is just make your own potting soil and do your own deal, and probably have the same results, maybe even better.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. My only concern was if I put my own mixture in there, what's going to keep the soil from just drifting to the bottom of the tank there? They're doing something to hold that mixture together while the seed germinates, and I don't know what it is.
Well, you're throwing me. I'll try to do a web search and see if I can see what it is. What's the actual name of this thing?
Aero Garden.
I'll pull it up and see what I can find out, and maybe if you stay tuned, I can give you a little better response for how we might transition this thing. Thanks for calling. I'm glad to know about it.
Appreciate your help. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. It's Tom's turn in Utah someplace. Hello, Tom. Tom, well, you there?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
This is Manila, Utah. Thanks for taking my call. I have a little garden here in Manila, and I grow tomatoes and cucumbers and bell peppers.
Okay.
And some other things. And everything is just growing great. You know, just the bell peppers are huge.
Good.
But some of them have a little white spot about the size of a dime on them up next to the top. And I was just wondering what that is and if I cut that white spot out. Can I eat the bell pepper? Is it okay? And what is it?
Is it right on the top that would be the most exposed to the sun?
Yes.
You know what it is? It's sunburn, and I'm a little surprised that you have that issue there. It's cosmetic. It won't hurt the fruit at all. It won't hurt the food at all. Just cut it away and use it. One of the things that you might need to know, and this could help you in the future to prevent it if it continues to be an issue, is that peppers, to a lot of people's surprise, will grow in the shade. You can put shade cloth or some kind of a shade material on the west, south, and west side or over it, either one, and actually kick production up. And if sunburn does continue to be a problem, it would eliminate it.
Well, these are planted. There is a lot of shade there. Well, will that happen? I bought a couple of these little cherry tomato plants,
mm-hmm.
and I never realized they're about 7 feet tall, and they're just loaded. They just keep growing and growing, and they shaded the bell.
They shaded the bell. Well, that's actually good. So it's kind of surprising that you're having any sunburn there, but that's what that is, and don't worry about it. It just carve it away when you eat the peppers.
Oh, okay. Okay, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
How tall? I've grown tomato plants. I used to live in Alcova, Wyoming, and I had a little garden there. And I had tomato plants. I go out and get soil. I don't buy any of the soil or fertilizers from the stores, and I go out and get manure and composted manure and all this dirt and everything.
Good.
And I did the same thing here. And these tomato plants get 7-8 feet tall. How tall will they grow, Art?
They'll keep going. The indeterminate tomatoes, which means that they don't terminate at a point, and that's the other choice. A lot of the hybrids that are on the market are called a determinate tomatoes, and they grow to pretty much a given height and stop. The indeterminate tomatoes are basically viney, and they keep growing. There was a book that was written by this old fella that holds the world's record, and I think he grew some that were close to 20 feet tall. The problem is you got to harvest with a ladder, and that becomes kind of a difficult thing. What I normally do with my indeterminate tomatoes, like the Super Fantastic and the cherry tomatoes and things like you're talking about, I'll prune them and keep them under keep them kind of under control. But if you make your scaffolding or the cage tall enough, they'll keep growing right on up.
Yeah, I never seen anything like it. And there's 10, 15 in a cluster.
Yeah. No, it's kind of fun. It's just the only negative is, well, two things. If you had a big wind, you might get, you know, blowing over and some damage. But the other thing is just the difficulty of harvesting.
Yeah, it's like a jungle out there.
Yeah. All right, sounds like you're doing a good job with the manure and the natural approach. Way to go.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here. Next up is Linda in the Colony here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hello, Linda.
Hello. I used to listen to you every time you were on. I've kind of fallen off the gardening wagon lately.
Well, glad you came back.
But I have a pistachio tree that I bought probably I won it in a Arbor Day event, and in probably about 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a little twig, and now it's probably 30 feet tall or more. It is beautiful, beautiful tree. And in the fall, I never know what the fall colors are going to be. Sometime they're yellow, sometime orange, and sometime red, and sometime a little mixture of both.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's just a beautiful tree. This year, just a week or so ago, one side, because it's always one side that turns color first, the rest of it remains green, and it turned orange, and I thought, it's too early for it to be doing that. Now the entire tree is orange.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves are still on it, but it's way too early for it to be changing fall colors.
Is it a girl? Does it have?
I do not know.
Does it have berries?
No.
It doesn't have any berries.
No.
Okay. Usually that's related to what you're seeing. So the other thing that could be related here and is related, I'd bet you anything, Linda, is that it's too deep in the ground. And not only that, once you expose the flare, which you need to do as soon as possible, you're going to find that there's circling and girdling roots cutting into the base of that tree.
Well, when I planted it, I removed the roots completely from the way it was given to me, and planted it. Just spread them out, planted them on top of the soil. Now, at the time, I thought I was planting it high enough that the roots.
Linda, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll talk off the air. I'm sure it's the case. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dear doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We had a conversation with Linda off the air there more about her Chinese pistachio tree. And there's a couple of issues about Chinese pistachio tree. I was one of the biggest proponents of the tree around back in my earlier days in the landscape design business. There were very few growing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I just fell in love with the tree. One of the reasons was there was a gigantic one. It's the champion still in Dallas over in the Highland Park area. That's a big, big, big tree. And so I thought they would all, you know, get that big and be that healthy. They have a couple of pretty serious fatal flaws. And she was, I think, almost positive experiencing one of them. The other one is that if it's a female, they tend to really suffer and get into stress easily when they really load up with all the berries, which can be quite attractive, but they have these great big clusters of berries on the female plants. And when they're there, a lot of times they'll sap so much energy from the plant that they'll get some discoloration and some thinning of the tree. The males have bigger leaves and leaflets and don't seem to go into that kind of temporary stress that can lead to some other things. The other issue about Chinese pistachio tree is that it's now on in most states, and I think on the, in a national list, on an invasive, it's listed as an invasive species. And the reason is those female trees that I was just talking about, they have those big clusters. When those berries are red, they're not viable. When they turn blue, they're viable. And about 100% of them will germinate. Well, the birds like them, and they eat them and take them around and poop them in different places. And they're literally, these pistachio trees are literally popping up all over the place. It's still a good tree, a pretty tree and all that, but everybody just needs to know that it is definitely listed now as an invasive species. And if you do go that route, you really want to try to get the male plants, not the female plants. If you want to try to grow them, which I probably wouldn't recommend anymore, you've got to grow the plant from the blue berries. Let's see where we are. It's Martha's turn in Fort Worth. Hello, Martha.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I planted watermelon, and they would get about 12 inches long, and then the ends of them would turn black. and start rotting?
Well, it can be one of two things. It can be fungus, a fungal disease, in which case using the organic sprays of Garrett juice and hydrogen peroxide or Garrett juice and potassium bicarbonate or Garrett juice and cornmeal juice will solve the problem. The chances are better because of all the pesticide spraying that you have limited pollinators, bees and of various kinds and flies and wasps and things like that, and it's a poor pollination problem. We had a call early in the show today about squash doing the same thing, and it's kind of the same issue. What you do is encourage the pollinators to be there by planting a lot more flowering plants, and you plant varieties that will flower in all seasons, you know, all during the year, and have different colors and have different sizes, have different fragrances, and that helps to bring the pollinators in more than anything you can do. And then the other thing is that you can, by hand, pollinate take the male flowers and dab that onto the female flowers and pollinate the fruit themselves. The fruit will start to grow without being pollinated well at all. And then when it dies, it starts growing, looking really good, and then shuts down. That's commonly poor pollination. It can be the disease, in which case those things I mentioned will definitely help you. But I'm getting more and more calls from people reporting what you're seeing, and they're also telling me that they're not seeing very many bees and other pollinators.
Right, yeah, it starts at the very end, not the end that it's connected
right.
to, but the very end of it, and it starts turning black.
That's a pollination problem.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then I will do that to my garden.
It's fun to plant all the flowering things anyway. Just plant as many different colors, annuals and perennials, little trees that flower, just as many different things. You'll enjoy all that color anyway, and it'll help you with your garden tremendously.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any certain recommendations, or it doesn't matter, just anything?
Well,
what
we have in our garden right now that's flowering, just to give you an idea of a start, we have bougainvillea, we have firecracker plant, we have almond verbena in bloom, we have pentas, we have, what else? We have Ixora in bloom. We've just got a wide range of things from tropicals to tough Texas perennials. Lots of salvia, and the salvia will even bloom in the shade, the blue ones especially.
Oh, okay.
That'll give you a starting point, and just add to it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Uh-huh. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is a free one. It comes weekly. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the little form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The library, everything is in alphabetical order in that part of our website. So if you have a question, go there. If we're missing something you need to talk about, call me on the show. It's 866-444-3478. And we'll be back for more talking gardening, landscaping, pest control. If you want to talk compost making, anything is up for grabs. If you have a problem or if you have a tip for us, we like to get that as well from the audience. Be back right after this. Don't go away.